You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello everybody, my name is Daryl and welcome back to another high energy, jam-packed and exciting episode of the Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 AM on your dial, in full high-quality monophonic sound, or online at 3cr.org.au. Okay, let's see what the Anti-Poverty Network in South Australia has been up to. Thanks to Jessica for forwarding this to me. And the headline reads, horrendous, disappointing, with no real solutions. So what was the second leadership debate really about? Well, this was released about a week and a half ago now. Anyway, it reads, last night's leadership debate was an exercise in hiding from the necessary solutions to Australia's largest issues for the vast majority of people. The Liberal Party wants to solve the horrendous wound that is the cost of living crisis by bleeding it dry, while the Labor disappointingly wants to provide a band-aid solution. The xenophobic scapegoating of Mr. Dutton was grotesque, and a 25% decrease in immigration would be a disaster, especially during a skills shortage. While at the same time, Mr. Albanese saw fit to address parts of a solution in half measure. Anti-Poverty Network South Australia calls on all candidates in this election to fight for people in poverty and renters and commit to policies that will make life affordable. We demand a policy that will permanently raise job seeker and all welfare rates to make life livable and give people on welfare the ability to build a better life for themselves. We demand a policy of large-scale investment in high-quality public housing with established connections to public utilities and transport. Yeah, we need more housing, that's for sure. We demand an end to negative gearing and punitive taxes on unused properties to encourage the sale of unused but much-needed housing to bring real competition to the rental market. Keeping people in poverty is a political choice that benefits those who get rich by denying us our basic rights. Triage demands real change now. And if you want any more information about that, just email info@apnsa.org and they'll fill you in with more info on that, I guess.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Okay, now I'd like to talk about, apparently there was some excitement in the city last Saturday. Dozens of police deployed across Melbourne following chaotic anti-vilification law protests. At least two people have been arrested after a chaotic rally in Melbourne's CBD that saw crowd-controlling spray deployed by police. An initial rally organised by Women's Voices Australia was held on the steps of Parliament House in response to the Allan government's proposed overhaul of anti-vilification laws. The government plans to expand our hate speech laws in Victoria to encompass the LGB plus community, which organisers of the rally said that threatened freedom of speech. Hundreds of counter-protesters also rallied in the CBD in support of trans rights, waving signs and chanting behind barricades. Police said some protesters threw missiles at police, with four officers treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The police statement did not say which groups the protesters who threw the missiles belonged to. Following the rally, around 40 protesters dispersed throughout the CBD, causing chaotic scenes across intersections and city streets. Some protesters moved road signs, while other protesters carried wooden pallets, laying them down to block traffic at intersections. On Swanston Street, a tense standoff between police and protesters saw OC spray deployed by officers. A 37-year-old Brunswick East woman was arrested for unlawful assault and willful damage, while a 41-year-old Footscray man was also arrested for assault. Both have been released with intent to summons. In anticipation of the rally, Victoria Police had bolstered its presence in the city with riot police on standby outside Parliament. Under the Control of Weapons Act, we have declared the area surrounding Parliament House as a designated area for weapon searches, the Victoria Police spokesperson said. This will provide officers with powers to search people for weapons in the area on the day, as well as allowing police to identify people more easily by requesting they remove any face coverings. I wonder what would happen if you asked the police to remove their face coverings. It comes following a December announcement that the government would tighten of laws around protests and increase police powers. Police said 38 searches were conducted with no weapons found. Police will now review CCTV vision from the rally and will investigate any further offences detected, a Victoria spokesman said. The government says that they don't take a lot of notice of protests here and there, but if that's the case, why are they coming up with new laws governing these protests? I don't understand that. Maybe they are having an effect. It remains to be seen. All right. Thanks for joining us. We've come to the end now. So don't forget, we'll be back again next week, same time. Stay tuned for the Eritrean Voice Show coming right up. My name is Daryl. You have been listening to Breadline, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 855 on the AM dial or online at 3cr.org.au. Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.